back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a real good guy in Congress, Raskin, Congressman Raskin from Maryland. Very good lawyer, was involved in the last impeachment against Trump. And he's one of the people that's going to be heading up this January 6th insurrection inquiry special panel. And he announced over the weekend that there will be sanctions and fines against people who dodge the January 6th subpoenas. Now, wait a minute. Why just sanctions and fines? I'm glad Raskin did that. It's a step in the right direction. Why not jail for contempt? You know, think back on the Ukraine issue back, what, when was that, a year ago, year and a half ago? Okay, the Ukraine impeachment. Know those subpoenas that went out? Trump blew them off. They all blew them off. They blew off subpoenas for the second impeachment. Second impeachment on the insurrection. They just blow them off. They're blowing off these ones. Trump's not going to respond. None of them are going to respond. You know, let me tell you what the law is. If you are involved in a criminal investigation or even a proper civil investigation, you get a subpoena and you blow it off. These subpoenas can be signed by judges, or in this case, they can be signed by the Congress itself. That is the force of law. That's contempt if you don't show up. Now, what normally happens is they give you a hearing and they say, okay, why didn't you show up? Then you show up and you say, well, my child was sick. I had to take him to the hospital. I just got laid off and I was out interviewing for another job. And they'll say, well, okay, but now you come again the next week, whatever. But here, they wouldn't even show up at a hearing to explain why they didn't show up. The answer is to arrest them. As much as I like Raskin, and as much as I think sanctions and fines against people who blow it off and give everybody the bird and don't even show up, how about arresting them? How about putting them in jail? And they are in jail until they are taken by a marshal to the deposition room or the hearing room. And their ankles are shackled to the table so they can't get up and run away. And if they have to use the restroom, they tell the marshal, I have to use the restroom, and they're escorted to the restroom. And then they're escorted back. How about that? Now, nobody wants to do that because this is grand theater. This is the US government. These are fancy people. In some cases, they're congressmen. They're members of Trump's White House staff, Trump himself. But they are blowing it off. They're blowing it off. Clinton, for instance, the Monica Lewinsky dodge that the Republicans ginned up. You recall, they started an investigation on an investment called Whitewater in Arkansas, which was a fraud. And then they just got Clinton in there and asked him about his sex life, which is unethical, by the way, for federal prosecutors to do that. But it puts him in a bind, you know, because does he say he doesn't, he's not going to answer these kind of questions? Does he say that Newt Gingrich has the most ravenous groin in the history of the United States? No, I mean, he doesn't say stuff like that. What Trump would have done and what Clinton should have done, Clinton was a great president, he really was, should have done is say, drop dead. That's what he should have done. Drop dead. What are they going to do? But back then, we followed the rule of law. The Republicans don't follow it. I like the idea of Raskin saying there's sanctions and fines. They'll issue fines and what? They won't pay him. You know they won't pay him. Then we'll turn him over to a collection agency. They'll bring an action in court to suspend the fines, and it'll be briefed 2 years later when everybody gets tired of this stuff. Jail is the only recourse. That's what would happen if somebody got a grand jury subpoena in a criminal case and said fungu and flipped the bird. You know what? They would go to jail. These people should go to jail. Okay, Raskin. I don't know if Raskin will do that. I'd like to think Raskin will do that. The Republicans are passing legislation, including Wisconsin, around the country, dictating what can be taught in schools on so-called, they call it critical race theory. That's a fake term. Let's get to the bottom of that right now and what they're really doing and why this is so overbroad and so violative of the First Amendment isn't even funny. Critical race theory started out with the so-called New York Times 1619 Project, which was a bad history, stupid history. It basically said that everything that's been done since the founding of the country was done to protect slavery. That's false. There was slavery, and it was wrong in the Constitution and in our history to protect it as long as we did, but to write history as that's the exclusive issue is simply false and bad history, and shame on the New York Times. But at the same time, there's a lot of Black history that has not been taught. Most people never heard of the Tulsa Massacre, the Tulsa Genocide, Tulsa, Oklahoma, almost 100 years ago, called the Black Wall Street, thriving community. White people came in and murdered hundreds of people and burned the businesses. That was never taught when I was in school, and it should have been. It should have been. Under critical race theory, it won't be able to be taught. The opposition to critical race theory, I should say, by the Republicans won't be able to be taught. People were lynched at will throughout the South from the end of Reconstruction in the 1870s until the 1960s, for 90 years. Lynched at will. Mobs would get together. The guy would be terrified as they lynched him. They'd take pictures and they'd put them on postcards and mail them around and laugh. They'd bring kids. That was never taught. That should have been taught. That should have been taught. And the complete racial attacks and racial humiliation of Black people for that whole time should be taught. That's not critical race theory. That's history. That is history. So what are the Republicans doing? Pandering, trying to racialize elections, split the country. Come up with a list of words you can't use in some cases. Some of them are words like equity, equitable, fairness. You know, there are concepts in the law called equity and equitable. Equitable relief, injunctive relief is equitable relief. Court of equity, court considers a court of law or court of equity. What does that mean? I'm not giving a law lesson on this thing. We don't have a lot of time. What are they going to do? Get rid of those law books? These are legal concepts. You know, these people are dumber than hell. I'm real tired of them. It's a bad party, corrupt party. Republican Party, clear and present danger to the United States. Clear and present danger. So what's going to happen? The problem is it's going to scare high school teachers because they need their jobs. And it's not going to be Voss that fires them, but it's going to be right-wing school boards in rural areas who think this is a chance to flex some muscles. I'll give you an example of a right-wing school board, Germantown. Germantown, a couple of years ago, some years ago, decided that they were going to get rid of some benefits for long-term care. And they got rid of them for teachers, but not for supervisors or management. And there's a lawsuit, and the judge reluctantly said, well, it went to a jury. Teachers lost. There are school boards who will hurt teachers. Do you understand that? If you don't think that's true, go around your county and take a look at who's on the school board. That can happen. And with critical race theory, you do not know what's going to happen. Now, I have no idea what a Germantown or other school board will do. I can only tell you about one case I'm familiar with, which is disparate treatment over long-term benefits. That's not critical race theory. So none of this applies to any particular school board, but I will tell you this, that there are some teachers who will be deterred in their teaching because they're afraid they'll lose their jobs. Okay? And they have a wife and a couple of small kids, or it's a woman who's a single mom, or she's single and supports herself, and she needs her job. So if Voss says this is what you do, and the school board has a lot of power, and school to appoint school administrators, and they have a lot of power. Remember, under Act 10, There is very, very little union protection. There's none anymore, none for teachers. This is what's happening in Wisconsin. Be very, very careful about this. It is going to take a lawsuit to solve this. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.